You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
First Date Follow-Up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys, online at advocateslaw.com.
Jessica is on the phone today for a first date follow-up, and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Chase. So we're going to call him in a little while and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting her and maybe get her another date. But first, Jessica, how long has it been since you heard from Chase?
Hey, so yeah, it's been about a week since I texted him. He responded the first time, but since his first response, I haven't heard anything back.
Okay. How did you guys meet? And then what was that date like?
So we actually met at a club. And honestly, it was like more of a rave than a club. And I don't even go out that much. So I was just like letting loose after a long week. And I was dancing next to him. And we were both just having a good time, not really talking. And then I bumped right into him. But he caught me before I fell.
Hallmark movie.
Yeah.
Very romantic. I looked up at him and I smiled and I was just like immediately smitten. He was so gorgeous. So we danced for a little bit. And then I asked if he wanted to go to the bar for a drink. And I know it sounds like a rom-com, but it actually literally did happen that way. And then we just went to the bar and sat there getting to know each other. Well, we tried to, because it was extremely loud in the club. So I think he was there like with his friends celebrating something, but I couldn't really tell what he was saying half the time. And also we were both pretty drunk and there were some extra party favors that we had as well. So we were definitely feeling a little handsy.
Okay.
And he didn't live that far from the club. So he asked if I wanted to go to his place for a little quiet time. That's what he called it. And I agreed. And so we both just walked a couple blocks to his place. We sobered up a bit. We were still feeling kind of frisky. So we kind of like briskly walked to his place. And once we got there, I definitely made the first move. And he was okay with that. So, you know, clothes were flying off.
Wow. That doesn't sound like quiet time to me.
Compared to a rave.
I can't say everything that happened that night because this is a morning show, but afterwards we just laid in bed and in like a backwards date kind of way, we actually got to know each other a lot better.
After all that, like, so the next morning you guys talked and really got to know each other?
Yeah, we just kind of spent the whole night talking and okay. We mostly talked about our shared music taste because we were both hard ravers in our younger days. We didn't really talk about work or relationships or anything boring. We just wanted to have fun with the night. And we laid there until the early hours of the morning. And then I had to get up early the next day. And I just went home playing the whole night in my head over and over again. And I texted him the next day. And he told me, he texted me back and he said he'd talk to me tomorrow. But that was over a week ago, and I texted a couple more times. I tried calling, but it went straight to voicemail.
What do you think could have happened?
Honestly, I feel like maybe I was just too enthusiastic, and I came on too strong, and I just sort of like hooked up with him without really knowing him at all. And so I think maybe I feel guilty about the order of our date. And and I think maybe he just thought of it as like a one night stand. And I don't blame him if he thinks that, but I just feel like it would suck to lose this opportunity.
Yeah. But if you're calling him, then he would be like, well, it's, maybe it's not a one night stand then. Right?
But then like also a one night stand, do you sit there and talk the next day? Because usually it's like, thank you, nice to meet you.
I know.
You're out.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true too.
Does he have a girlfriend? That's the thing that always makes me nervous is when I don't hear after you have a great connection. And usually when they ghost, it's because they're hiding from somebody else.
Oh, God. I mean, we didn't talk about past relationships or anything like that, but I didn't even consider that.
Did you notice any pictures on his wall or like anything around the house that looked like a girlfriend was there?
Did he have throw pillows?
It was a bit of a blur.
Okay.
All right. Well, yeah, we'll see if we can figure it out for you. We'll play a song, come back, and then call him and see if he'll tell us why he's ghosting you and maybe get you another date, okay?
Okay. Thanks, guys.
All right. Play a song, come back, get your first date follow-up next.
This is it. Your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Relax this Sunday with a little moment to yourself and the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Just joining us for today's first date follow-up, Jessica is on the phone and she's getting ghosted by a dude named Chase, and we're about to call him and see if we can figure out why he's ghosting her. But first, Jessica, why don't you refresh everybody's memory about your date with Chase?
Yeah, so I bumped into Chase at the club. We had a very immediate romantic connection. We hung out at the bar for a little bit before going back to his place. We were both pretty drunk, and then I stayed over. We did things, and then we spent the early hours of the morning talking, and then we had a great connection. I left, I texted him, and I haven't heard back from him in a week.
Okay. Well, we're going to call him right now and see if he'll tell us, and then maybe get you another date. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go.
Hello.
Hi, may I speak to Chase, please?
Yeah, this is Chase.
Chase, how are you, man? My name is Jubal, and this is a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Chase. I'm Nina, also on The Jubal Show.
Hi, and I'm Victoria.
What's up, guys? How are you?
Good. Have you heard of the show before?
I was out once, and someone was talking about you guys' show. I had never listened to it, but I've heard of you guys.
Yeah. Okay. That's good. Sweet. Well, we do a segment on the show. It's called The First Date Follow-Up. What that is if you go out on a date with somebody and then you end up ghosting them, that person can email us to get you on the phone and ask why you're ghosting them.
Okay. All right.
And we got an email about you from somebody named Jessica.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. I know her.
Okay. And Jessica told us a little bit about your date. and said that you haven't gotten back to her and she's curious if she did something wrong or why you're ghosting her.
This is funny. I'm flattered by this entire thing, to be honest with you. I didn't think she would go to do this on the radio. But, you know, here we are. So I didn't call her back because it just seemed like, you know, she just seemed too much of a party girl for me.
Oh, okay.
I'm someone who doesn't really go out much. And when we had met, that was really the first time I'd gone out and did anything in about a month or so. And look, Jessica is great. She's gorgeous. It definitely felt like I was in some sort of romantic comedy situation, like a movie.
Yeah.
She bumped into me and like, oh, look who it is type thing. And it's like a Matthew McConaughey movie or something.
She like fell and you like picked her up and then the music stopped. And
yeah, she fell into my arms and she was falling and I grabbed her arm and was able to kind of catch her from hitting the floor. But, you know, her defense, she was drunk. I think to say she was trashed was pretty fair. But she seemed like it was an everyday situation as far as that. And I'm not judging her at all. You know, we've all kind of been through these situations at clubs and I get it. But I'm usually not that fun. I think I came off of like a super fun guy and I'm pretty boring and low key. We did go back to my place. I was kind of barely hanging on there. We had a few drinks, obviously. She, on the other hand, incredible energy. Like, wow, she was really hanging onto my arm, just kind of being all over me, which I kind of liked. Obviously, we kind of, you know, did some things. I didn't text her back. Dang it, I feel bad, you know, now that I'm saying it out loud, to be honest with you.
So you're quite literally ignoring the signs from the universe to talk to Jessica, who fell into your lap,
yeah,
is what it sounds like to me. Because you feel like you can't keep up with her?
I she's got incredible energy, and I'm sort of an introvert, and I was having a few drinks that night, so, mm-hmm. you know, I was very eased and just kind of feeling myself a little bit. I'm not that guy, okay. usually, and I don't go out much, and the drinks are flowing, and then she kind of comes into the world, and we just had a good night that night. And
so that's all you know about her, right?
Yeah, pretty much. We didn't get too deep in the conversation.
In your head, you just picture someone who's just like bouncing around and always on the go and has to be out places and doesn't ever want to be home. Like, what do you, I don't know why you think that wouldn't work.
I just think that she's someone who kind of bounces around, goes out a lot, parties, probably has a high end job, you know, probably goes out 4 or 5 times a week, probably drinks a lot, which is totally cool. And I understand that probably goes to a ton of concerts and raves and whatever. I'm just not that guy.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
You're making assumptions, but yeah. I mean, you might as well ask her yourself.
Good point. Chase, you can ask her yourself because she's actually on the phone and has been listening this whole time and wants to talk to you.
Hi.
Oh, boy.
Dude.
Hey, Jess.
You are not going to believe this. I am literally a librarian.
What?
What?
I swear, I never go out. I never go out at all.
No. I understand. Jess, there's no way you're a librarian. I don't think those even exist anymore. I appreciate what you're doing, of course. But, you
oh
know,
my God.
I just,
no.
I'm super low key. So it's just, no, I understand it. You don't have to lie about it.
What?
We still exist. I'm literally a librarian. I'm not kidding.
Time out. So you actually, I'm just genuinely curious, you actually work at a library and a librarian?
Yes. That's what it is.
Yes. I went to school for this. I am not making this up.
I've never met a librarian before.
You guys didn't hang out at libraries?
Well, I mean, yeah, when you're in the library, but like in outside of their natural habitat.
Oh, okay.
That's cool, Jessica.
Yeah, thanks.
Jess, I guess, because usually librarians are boring and introverted too. So what are you doing? How did we meet at a club? Like, how did that even happen?
Well, I honestly never go out at all, but my friends kind of like coaxed me into it that night. And so I just decided to say, I just happened to be out that night. That's like not even my lifestyle either.
Oh, that's why when we first talked to you, Jessica, you said that you used to go to stuff like that all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. That makes sense. In high school.
So the universe quite literally had you fall into his arms. I feel like I can't let you guys walk away from this.
Yeah, I was just really into him. And I feel like we were both just letting go. We both happened to be there that night.
Honestly, I feel like a moron. Jess, I'm so sorry. I really, I apologize. I feel like an idiot literally judging a book by its cover here, and that sounds so stupid.
Wow.
Oh.
I totally was jumping the gun and had no idea. And I'm obviously, frankly, I'm just jealous of how much energy you have, you know, that night and the next morning and seemingly the tolerance of a 20-year-old. So never in a million years would I think you're a librarian, to be truthful.
Chase, would you like to go out on another date with Jessica? We'll pay for it.
Hell yeah, yeah. I definitely need to make it up to her for sure, Jess. I feel like an idiot. And to take you out on actual low-key night, I'm done. I'm down. I think that'd be great.
And the chapter to their book continues.
Yeah, exactly.
Jubal's first date follow-up.
Hey, guys. Back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.